This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise BizBytes. Almost time for us to wrap up, but of course we've got one more story. Before we get to that, a quick reminder of today's topic of discussion. Do you answer your family group chat during work hours? 018-789-8899 is the WhatsApp number if you want to text us. Tweet us or get us on InstaStory at BFM Radio. Our poll that we have running on InstaStory has dropped a little bit from 81 to 19% to 76 said yes, they do check their messages, to 24% who say no. What's happening there, ladies and gentlemen? Over to Twitter. Do we have any more over there?
Well, everybody's just chiming in to say yes and no, I guess. But I think the poll results, it's like, wow.
Yeah. A little bit of a change there, 5% dip. Right, final story. Train your brain to let go of negative feedback.
Ooh. Yes. That's part of the solution, in fact. So here's the thing. I don't know about you guys, but you know, no matter how many people say nice things, the stuff that usually sticks in my brain are the negative comments, yeah. Right? They stick with me, and then I find myself like a week later thinking, still thinking about it, just chewing over these.
A week later, I still think about things I did in my childhood.
There you go, right? And the thing about these negative thoughts, or even negative feedback. I mean, we work in the radio industry where everyone can get back to us via WhatsApp or via Twitter.
Anonymously.
Or via email, anonymously, just to tell us, you know, maybe they don't like our voices or like, you know, we're doing a not so great job. But these negative thoughts can actually bring down your mood and they can affect your productivity. Have you ever noticed that even one negative comment about you or your performance can outweigh a huge volume of positive feedback?
Yep.
There are several reasons why these sorts of comments have an outsized impact on your psyche. So we're going to break them down. This is from an article in Fast Company.
Okay.
And it says here, number one, negative comments engage something called avoidance motivation. So it's when you're motivated to avoid something bad, then that strategy is to be, a strategy is in your body is like to be vigilant for more bad things in the environment to make sure that you're aware of problems as soon as they happen. So when there is something negative that's brought to your attention, you kind of always just keep it at the top of your mind.
So you're expecting something else to come along.
Right. Not something else to come along. So like you want to improve on that, right?
Okay.
And so like you kind of just keep it there top of mind and you're looking for it. And that's why it's always just there because you're trying to avoid doing that bad thing again.
All right.
So that's why it's just, it sticks in your brain. The other thing is your motivation to get things done requires both that you be engaged with a goal and also that you believe that you can accomplish what you set out to do. Negative comments provide evidence that you cannot succeed at your goals, which can be demotivating. And this is why it affects your productivity. There is also evidence that people need to experience positive feelings about 3 times more often than negative feelings in order to maintain positive moods. The positive mood drives people to be productive and creative, so focusing on negative comments can actually make you less productive. That means you need to find a way to stop focusing on other people's negative comments about you. But of course, we all know that that is easier said than done, correct? But there are ways that you can actually train your brain to let go of these negative comments or this negative feedback. Number one, you have to write down how you feel about those comments. Now, when I first read this, I'm like, yeah, right, I'm going to do this. Someone said something about, I don't know, my teeth, you know, and I'm supposed to write down how I feel about that. I don't know if that's going to happen. But what they say is, while this might seem strange to cure a cycle of negative thoughts by putting your feelings in writing, it actually works. One of the reasons why you create a cycle of negative thoughts is so that you can maintain your vigilance for potential problems in the world, like we mentioned earlier. No?
Right.
Someone else is going to say something about your teeth. So before you do that, if you write down your reaction and your feelings, then you know you can find information about those negative things in the document that you wrote, and it will not be top of mind. You've actually put it down in paper and put it somewhere so you don't have to keep it in your brain,
and
right?
Burn that paper.
Number two, the second strategy is to do something that allows you to succeed. That is, when you find yourself losing motivation to work because of something another person has said, create a small victory for yourself. Either finish off a report, talk to a client, or do something productive that takes you away from that negative comment. So, and it kind of like, maybe it, like you get that negative comment, you're feeling a bit lousy, but if you have a small win, like you accomplish a task or you go to the gym or something like that,
right,
you suddenly have a positive feeling.
That happens a lot when you're having motivation to clean your house, for example. You know, you look around your house. Frida, you won't know what I'm talking about.
But eyes glazed over. No, proudly admit it.
But, you know, like when you look around your house and you're like, oh, I should get working on this, right? And you, all you need to do is just empty your trash can. And the minute you've done that, your body kind of, I know it's not quite negative thoughts, but your body adapts and it becomes that, okay, now I've done that, I can do the rest of it.
Yes.
It might be a bit more of a chore, but it's, you know, it
builds momentum.
It builds momentum. It's the ball rolling. Yeah.
All right. Number three, learn some mindfulness techniques.
Which is good at that.
Yeah. My favorite topic.
So it's not a cure-all, but it's quite effective for helping people to reduce stress and anxiety. Then finally, the last one is, if you are doing, this I guess is more of advice, if you're doing any public-facing work, just don't read people's comments. The internet is a particularly fertile source of snark, and just because people want to write negative things down doesn't mean you need to read them. Not only will it make you happier, but it will make you more productive as well. So coming back, you know, if you're used to receiving negative comments on your family WhatsApp chat and all that, don't read them.
Yeah. Also, don't open yourself up to them. You know, if you're worried about what people are going to say about you on social media or whatever, just don't post. You know, is that you could do that. Simple, logical kind of explanation, right?
Yeah.
Yes. Mm. Don't respond in your family WhatsApp groups either, as our kind of topic of the day has been. Let me just quickly check the poll results and see where we are right now as to whether or not it's changed over the last couple of minutes. We were at 76% earlier on. We're now at 74% of you have said that, yes, you do check your messages. That's down from 81% at the start of the show. Good on you, folks. You're moving the opposite way.
They've removed it from their laptop.
They've started, yes. We've started the ball rolling. That momentum is going. The trash cans have been emptied. Right, that was the topic of discussion. How distracting are family messaging groups? And do you respond to your family messages during the work hours? We then moved on to
how tomorrow's packaging will be smart, personalized, and reusable.
Yeah, and finally, that story about why your brain's so bad at letting go of negative comments and how you can train your brain to let go of negative feedback.
Nice little article, that one. Right, time for us to wrap up, though, of course, but coming up after the 1 o'clock news, it's all about the Breakfast Grill replay with James E. Thompson, founder and chairman of Crown Worldwide Group. From its humble beginnings in Yokohama in Japan, international relocation and logistics company, Crown Worldwide Group has expanded their presence to nearly 60 countries over 5 decades. The Breakfast Grill spoke with founder James Thompson on the company's next phase of growth, as well as global trends in the logistics industry. Thank you very much for joining us on this Monday afternoon. Of course, we will be back same time, same place tomorrow at noon if you'd like to take part in the show. The WhatsApp number again, 018-789-8899. Thanks for tuning in, folks. To take us out of the show, it's Santana with Oyo Como Va. On BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.